Part of the Arts feature, I'm joined by two gentlemen who've really made an impact in East Valley's classical music scene. Jack Harriman, music director of the Chandler Symphony Orchestra, and Alex Zhang, associate conductor of the Chandler Symphony. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Chandler Symphony has grown a lot in the past 22 years, starting out as an orchestra at Mesa Community College, then as the San Marcos Symphony, and then in 2006, the Chandler Symphony, serving over 10,000 patrons a year, standing room only. What's the secret of your success?
Well, I think one of the things is that we have an orchestra that really wants to play. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. So as a result of that, we're really on first base, heading for second right there. Another thing is that the repertoire we choose, people like to hear it. We don't play too many really what is known as far out music. Well, I happen to like a lot of far out music, but there are the general public that doesn't. So I enjoy doing all styles of music, and with Alex doing the ballet music, that gives us a real well rounded repertoire for the whole season. And I think that's been our success.
I've been working with Jack for about more than 10 years. He has a tremendous background in the symphonic conducting with different prestigious groups there. And for me, so happy to work with him because I learned so much from him with his guidance there. And also another thing with his open-minded, it's just incredible. To embrace anything which is good for community, good for local listeners, and good for the symphony players. That's one of the primary reasons make this organization one of the best community orchestras in Arizona.
Well, Jack, you've got some great players in the orchestra, some that make their living as professional musicians, and yet I understand that everyone is volunteering their time. And how do you account for that level of commitment?
When we started this orchestra, it was really at the bare core of just getting something started. As time went on, people started to like to play with their friends. They also bring friends in who could also play. And we tried to emphasize the fact that we would try to get as good players as we possibly can.
Almost every week I receive some emails, requesting about audition there.
Yeah.
Just people coming to us there. Now we've become pretty picky about, the players.
Yeah.
But it's a good thing. It's a good thing, too.
This Friday, January 30th, the 22nd season of the Chandler Symphony continues with Celebrating the Year of the Sheep, the first half filled with Strauss favorites and the second half with traditional Chinese music. For concert details, visit kbok.org. And Jack has wonderful stories during rehearsals. I can vouch for that.
Oh, yes, I do.
Lots of stories.
I've repeated a few of them.
You're allowed.
Maybe too much. Yeah. There's all kinds of stories about musicians, especially conductors.
he told me a lot of stories in the past 11 years. One that I remember, before he became a viola or violin player, he used to be horn player, yes? And he played horn in the band, the Navy band, for President Truman.
Oh, yes. President Truman was a very unusual man, and he liked music, he liked musicians. And when I was in the service, he had us come to his yacht at a point to do what they call four rubbles and flourishes for the president and for the admirals and all this. And at one point, it was in February in Washington, D.C., on his yacht, and the temperature was like 3 degrees below zero. And there were eight of us that were going to, from the Navy band, to play for him. And here we were standing out there at 6 a.m. in the morning. The wind was all over the place and snow and all this. And Truman comes down the ramp there, with his antifit, the military people. And he stops and he says, "What in the world's going on over here?" He says, "They can't play anything in this weather." He says, "Come on, you guys, come on in and have some coffee and donuts." So invite us in for coffee and donuts. And I got to meet him since I was from Kansas City with the orchestra there. And he's from Independence. And then when we got out of the service, we were broke 1 year, and we went to Truman to see what we can do about raising money. And we had this meeting in the mayor's office, and he remembered me. He said, "I remember you." He says, "You know, I never did find out why what you were doing there." He says, "That was a real, real faux pas," he said. So he was able to get Jack Benny to come in and do a benefit, and we raised enough money to finish that year's season and half of the next season with Benny. And, of course, Benny was trying to loosen up our conductor, Hans Figger, the German conductor, and he kept telling Hans to loosen up, you know. He says, "Don't worry about what they're doing. Just do what I put down there." And he did the Mendelssohn Concerto like you've never heard it before in your life. It was hilarious. Everything was just never together, you know. Benny would come out on stage, you know, and forget his bow. And so they had a young lady bring his bow. And they, "Oh, I got to have rosin." So they bring the rosin. You know, this sort of gimmick stuff. And the audience just went wild. It was absolutely, well, I'm still laughing about it. And that's been a long time ago.
Well, music should be fun, and I think that's part of what
that's
the Chandler
right.
Symphony does.
That's right. And he told us, he said, "Well," he said, "ladies and gentlemen of the orchestra, I just want to tell you that I have made far more money than you have played by you playing it right. I've been lousing it up all these years, and I've been making more money." He said, "There's something wrong with that." He said, but it was a terrific experience, and Mr. Truman was a real scout. And of course, in the skit, Benny would be hired the concertmaster because he kept interrupting with this Mendelssohn stuff, you know, and fired the first flute and all this. And so at the end, he fired the conductor. And then Benny says, "Now we're going to have a real conductor. Guess who?" Mr. Truman.
I see.
And he comes out on the stage with this big, long, he looked like a baseball bat, you know. He came out to conduct the orchestra with this. And he beat time for about the last 16 measures of the Mendelssohn.
I see.
And at the end, the percussion jumped everything they have on the floor. And all the not only our orchestra, but many other major orchestras to survive. And he did free credit. We tried to pay for his hotel. "No, how about your plane trip?" "No, I pay for that." He did everything free.
That is amazing.